Attention. If all star node 51 Attention. If all star node 51 Attention. If all star node 51 Attention. If all star node 51
Houston station on 246.
Jason, good morning. With you on 2.
Morning. We were wondering if what was the result of the go no go for the Cygnus launch, which is
Copy. Copy station. We have done the go no go at the L minus 2 hours. All systems are go for that. And then we will pick up again for the L minus 30 minutes. And I will let you know how that goes.
Hey, copy, Diana. That's great news. Good to hear. We will try to keep our eyes peeled. Looks like we'll be a little bit west of Mexico, so maybe we'll be able to get a view of this one. We were also wondering, Optimus says that we should have AU right now, and we don't, so wondering if it's 275 thing or if there's something else going on.
Jessica, excellent question. We were just talking about that here on the ground. The KU system has under temp, so we don't have KU at this instant. The workaround for us is to power cycle the system so that we can regain it. It's going to take about an hour.
Okay, cool. Thank you for the update.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1.
Houston on Space to Ground 2 for an update on Cygnus.
Right on 2.
Hey, Jessica, things are looking good here on the ground for the NG launch. They just did the go-no-go for the L minus 30 minutes. Things look good.
Okay, awesome to hear. We'll be watching. And Diana, assuming we still won't have KU back, if you could actually press, like, the countdown and the actual launch, that would be awesome.
You see, you always manage to ask the question at the right time. We just got it right now, about 30 seconds while you were asking the question.
Okay, awesome. Sweet. Thank you. Still want to hear you do a countdown, though.
All right. Sounds good.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, Ronnie. Good morning, and welcome to the International Space Station Flight Control Room here at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. Yesterday was indeed an exciting day filled with moon joy as we saw the Artemis II crew inside their Integrity spacecraft splash down off the coast of San Diego. The crew is doing well and are in excellent shape, good spirits following their historic mission around the moon. NASA teams are already supporting them through their post-flight medical checks and recovery, and they're expected back in Houston later today. An incredible and historic time in human spaceflight, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. Today's cargo resupply mission will be delivering food, supplies, the International Space Station, which, as you know, has been continuously occupied for over 25 years. There's currently 7 human beings living and working aboard the International Space Station as part of Expedition 74. As we said today, the focus is on the new Cygnus XL cargo spacecraft, now making its second flight to the orbiting lab. Larger cargo spacecraft means more room for critical supplies and experiments in a single mission, which helps keep the crew well-stocked and science. In fact, the Cygnus XL is carrying over 11,000 pounds of cargo today, launching to the International Space Station. Spacecraft named the SS Stephen R. Nagel in honor of the former NASA astronaut who flew the first space shuttle missions and logged more than 720 hours in space. So things are looking good here in the International Space Station Flight Control Room. We do have a go for launch. I'll toss it back over to Hawthorne for the next steps.
Starting from the very top, we have the payload fairing. The fairing is a protective shell that shields the payload from aerodynamic heating until the vehicle is outside of the Earth's atmosphere. Today, that payload, of course, is the Cygnus spacecraft. Once in space, the two fairing halves separate and fall back to Earth, where they will be recovered by our recovery vessel to be refurbished and reused on future flights. One half of the fairing is brand new today, flying for the first time. The other one has been to space before, flying for its fifth time. Our recovery teams are currently stationed in the Atlantic Ocean and are ready to pull the halves from the ocean after they return back to Earth. So that payload fairing, we do have stage 2, which contains a single Merlin 10 pounds of liquid oxygen and RP-1, rocket-grade kerosene. First stage supporting today's mission, as I mentioned before, is making its seventh flight. Previously supported AX-4, Crew-11, Northrop Grumman's previous resupply mission NG-23, and three Starlink missions. Stage, as I mentioned earlier, also makes up that bottom two-thirds of the vehicle, and at the very bottom of those, nine Merlin M1D engines generate more than 1.5 billion pounds of thrust.
Are pressing for the start of strong.
About 2.5 minutes into flight, the first stage will separate and make its way back to Earth. Today, the booster is headed to landing zone 40, which we've got live views of on your screen, also at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Just about 4 minutes and 39 seconds to go, everything is on track for launch. We need to provide updates as we get closer to T0. For now, though, here's more from Northrop Grumman. Right now, we are inside the final minutes of the countdown, and our team is reporting no significant issues so far. Just at the base of the payload fairing mare, we're getting views of ramp arms at the top of Stage 2 having fully opened up. That means that at this point, Falcon 9 is standing free up at the top. There's another view there with the sun rising off the East Coast right behind our rocket. That, of course, means that Falcon 9 is preparing to step into the final minutes of the up on the call out that we have finished loading both RP-1 and liquid oxygen on the vehicle. Stage to finish loading around T-minus 3 minutes and the second stage at T-minus 2 minutes.
All right, Ronnie, and we are standing by for that call out here, expecting that in about 8 seconds or so from now.
Stage 1, LOX load.
There, you heard it. Stage 1, LOX load is complete. Checkouts of the second stage thrust vector control actuators will be underway in about 2 minutes.
For the stage is analyzing propellant loading for the booster. We're also pressurized with chilled helium to help push the engines during flight as the tanks empty. At T-minus 60 seconds, we'll be listening for the call out from mission. Falcon 9 has entered startup mode. At that point, the rocket's onboard flight computers take over the countdown and become fully autonomous. Just before liftoff, at T-minus 2 seconds, 9 first stage engines will ignite. Once the engines reach full power and all systems are ready, Falcon 9 will be released.
We are standing by for the confirmation that the oxygen for the second stage is full.
Stage 2, LOX load is complete.
And there, you just heard that call out for stage 2, LOX load. We are noticing some of the white vapor venting from the rocket. That is normal and expected this close to launch, as the extremely cold propellants cause condensation in the water air.
Right now, the payload remains healthy and the rocket is tracking no issues.
Ground.
Weather is still green for our scheduled liftoff of 7:41 a.m. Eastern Time, just under a minute and a half from now.
And you can actually hear some of that gas close out as it has begun. This is also completing its final health checks as it prepares to go on internal battery power. Checks are being monitored by Northrop Grumman controllers in Dulles, Virginia.
Nine has entered startup.
All out, we know that Falcon 9 is on internal power, and our launch director has given us the final go for launch. With that, let's listen in to the final 30 seconds of our countdown.
T-minus 15 seconds. T-minus 10. 9. 7. 6. 5, 2, 1, mission, and liftoff. Go, Falcon. Go, NG-24.
And liftoff. Science and supplies soaring to the International Space Station aboard
vehicles
the SS Stephen R. Nagel.
The chamber pressures are nominal.
Vehicles pitching downrange as all 9 Merlin engines continue to perform well. But good call outs now 25 seconds into today's flight.
Station Houston and Space to Ground 2, liftoff of NG-24.
Right now, we're about to throttle down the engine
awesome,
to prepare
thank
for
you.
Max Q, the point of maximum aerodynamic pressure during ascent. Max Q occurs when the combination of speed and air pressure puts the greatest stress on the vehicle. There's a call out that Falcon 9 is supersonic or moving faster than the speed of sound. And there's a confirmation for Max Q. Up next are several major events in session. Main engine cutoff, stage separation, first stage flip, second engine back burn start, and fairing separation. Main engine cutoff, or MECO, as you might have heard it called by mission control, 9 engines on the first stage shut down, followed by stage separation, and second stages are pushed apart. First stage will then flip around using small thrusters on board so it can head back to Earth. Later, the second stage engine will ignite to continue. After that, the first stage will perform a track burn to steer itself back toward the landing site. Shortly after, the two steering halves will separate and fall away. During the first of those callouts here in just about 5 seconds.
Main engine cutoff.
Here's main engine
stage
cutoff.
Operation.
Great views of stage step on your screen there. And confirmation of MVAC ignition. We are still standing by for the callout of boost back burn. Of course, that boost back burn is what helps us steer our booster back to landing zone 40 for the launch for landing today. Right on schedule, there's confirmation of boost back start.
Confirmed.
And there's that great view of fairing separation. Up shortly, we should hear the call out for back burn on board our first stage. And the first stage will be performing this burn for the seventh time today on its way back to landing zone 40 at Cape Canaveral Space. There's confirmation of boost back shutdown, and we're getting great views of those grid fins deploying alongside our booster on the left-hand side of your screen. Grid fins are the primary mechanical used to steer the booster during the upcoming phases of. If you are just joining us, you're watching live coverage of my mission NG-24 to the space station. We had an on-time liftoff at 7:41 a.m. Eastern Space Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force. In order to make its way back to land today, the Falcon 9 first stage has her burns to execute. We're standing by for the call-up for the entry burn. Three of the Merlin engines will reignite. Stage down as it re-enters the upper part of the Earth's atmosphere. Following that entry burn, the booster will go through its landing burn, engine burn that brings the vehicle down rapidly back down on Earth. And of course, on the right-hand side of your screen, we continue to have great views of the MVAC engine on board Stage 2 up in space, go before the entry burn. But you can see the telemetry for both the first and second stage in the bottom corners of your screen. Right now, the second stage is decent altitude, carry that thickness towards it. We are standing by for that entry burn call out in about 30 seconds.
One entry burn startup. Shut down.
You see that entry burn on your screen right now. We're on its way back to Earth. And confirmation of entry burn shutdown. Coming up in the next 30 seconds, we'll have the start of the landing burn for the first stage. The landing burn is the final burn of the Falcon 9 booster today, used to reduce the remaining speed of the vehicle for gentle and precise landing. We should be hearing that call out for first stage landing burn in just a few seconds.
Stage 1 transonic. Confirmed.
And that makes another successful landing of our Falcon 9 rocket. And continued call outs from machine everything on board stage 2 is also planned. Now, coming up at around the 8.5-minute mark, we should hear a call-out for second engine cutoff 1, or second engine that we've been seeing periodically on the screen, will shut down. That will conclude by this engine that was needed to get thickness into the proper orbit of the International Space Station.
Next shutdown.
Right on schedule, there's our call-out for SECO 1. Now, we are standing by for confirmation of our nominal orbital.
And we have a nominal orbit insertion.
Perfectly on time. That's a good orbit. I'll toss it to Sandra until we confirm payload deploy.
Thanks, Ronnie. We are now approaching the 9-minute mark into today's flight. Stage has one last major task, commanding separation of the spacecraft now. If you are just joining us, you're watching live coverage of Northrop Grumman's commercial mission, International 1,000-pound International 12 Dragon spacecraft. Both Northrop Grumman and 12 Cygnus spacecraft have delivered more than cargo equipment, larger 11,000 pounds of cargo. Roughly 33 days flight will deliver critical supplies as well as scientific investigations. We are standing by for payload going to get these here. As we mentioned, onboard Cygnus 11,000 pounds of supplies is a variety of food on board the fresh food. Clearly, exciting for the crew. This is on Cygnus, apples, cherries, oranges, baby carrots, bell peppers, radishes, in addition to an assortment of coffee, bars, dark chocolate, jelly, olives, as well as the standard menu clubs. Okay. Capture of the craft is 12:50. We are now 12 minutes and are standing by for the call of payload. That call out is expected at about the In addition to hardware and supplies, there is a European enhanced exercise, a compact exercise system, mass and bone health in microgravity. Ice combines cycling, rowing, and rope pulling powered, jointly developed by NASA.
Jupiter Sickness.
Jason, go ahead.
Copy our last transmission. We're standing by for
out of the horizon, and then we saw a very bright point in otherwise completely black sky. So Bob Dignan is heading toward us, bringing lots of science and work and a lot of fun stuff for us, too.
That is an amazing description. I wish I was there with you to see it. We also heard all the information on what Cygnus will be bringing to you. I heard dark chocolate, which is first confirmation from Mission Control. And, of course, we have that beautiful on your screen.
Awesome.
The Cygnus
Excel
spacecraft is now on its way to the International Space Station. It was expected to arrive about 53 hours from now. That's going to do it for me here in Hawthorne. Be sure to check out spacex.com/launches for a schedule of our upcoming mission. But what's next for Cygnus on the NASA side?
Johnny, and welcome back over here into the International Johnson Space Center. About an hour and a half after launch, and that process should take about 30 minutes. Now, once those arrays had an update on the log with the that will wrap up our coverage. Now on course to be captured at a live coverage of rendezvous, followed by a blog update. Learn even more about this NASA.gov/commercial resupply. Now, that
was for housekeeping.
Sophie, good morning. Go ahead.
Morning/night. So, yes, I was wondering if you could deactivate the smoke detectors of node.
Copy. You're requesting the act of the smoke detector in node 1 and node 3 in work.
Thank you very much.
Houston on Space to Ground 2, no answer required. We have deactivated Node 1 and Node 3 smoke detectors.
Station copies. Thank you very much. Houston Station on 2. Could you also do the airlock for us as well at this time?
Yeah. Got it. And Chris, airlock smoke detector inhibited.
Thank you kindly.
Station Houston 2 for housekeeping.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, go ahead.
You can reactivate node 1, node 3, and the airlock.
All right, we'll put that in work and let you know. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, the smoke detectors in node 1, node 3, and the airlock have been re-enabled.
Station copies, thanks a lot.
Station Jackson 2 for housekeeping.
For the answer.
Yes, you can disable the smoke detectors in the lab and node 2, some vacuuming.
That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2, the smoke detectors in the lab and node 2 have been inhibited.
And station Jackson 2, I think I missed your callback about the smoke detector.
No worries. Lab and node 2 smoke detectors have been inhibited.
Crunch. And station Jackson 2, housekeeping and the forward section enables workers in the lab and node 2, please.
Check, we'll put that in work. Station Houston 2.
And you got station on the deuce.
All right, just want to let you know that this lab and node 2 enabled.
Awesome, thanks for the update. Appreciate your help today.